Hi, this is Tom Winninger, and this is my podcast series, Let's Talk, Truths to Live By. God in the workplace is not a choice, because in all reality, God said, I created everything. And work comes out of what he created, because work is for the good. The challenge we have is that we use the terminology of God, divine being in the workplace. If we change the language and let God just be there, and rather than talk about God, talk about gift. If God gives us the gift and the gift we use in the workplace, then anytime I focus on gift and the reality of sharing that gift or giving that gift or serving with that gift, as in servant leadership, then I'm bringing God into the workplace because I'm turning the reality of what I'm doing over to what I was created to be and what I was created to serve. So we can't keep God out of it. It's the language we use to acknowledge the reality of a divine intent in the workplace. If you go back and study the biographies of successful founders of business, you will find that all of them had some point where they accepted an opportunity in their life and turned that opportunity over to its energy. In other words, they discovered that there was a need and that they had the ability to deliver on that need, and they opened themselves to whatever it took to do that, and it worked, and what worked was bigger than them. John Deere had an idea to help people with his gift. George Eastman had an idea to serve people with his gift, and they opened the opportunity for themselves to let it go, so to speak, to turn it loose, to bring their focus to the application of that gift. George Eastman could easily see how his process could help people capture the magic moments in their life they want to remember long after those moments are over, and he poured his gift into the service and needs of the people he encountered by turning a commercial application for image capture into a little brown camera that everybody wanted to have. You can't keep God out of the workplace. The gift is going to be there, and the divine intent is going to be there. And all we need to do is open ourselves to the reality of it and let him be, rather than pigeonhole him or departmentalize him in our life. When in fact, if God is gift and divine intent comes to gift and it affects every part of our life, then our life is convergent in gift, so that our life is convergent in God. You've been listening to Let's Talk, Truths to Live By with me, Tom Winninger. For more information, check out my website, winninger.com.